fell asleep the other night and had this dream about my hometown, and everything seemed, well, just about the way it used to. Down at Smith's Cafe, folks were getting ptomaine at the Silver Hook. They were damaging their brains, and the bottom of Theta Pond was made out of rubber. Hell, you could bounce ducks off the damn thing if you put your mind to it. Crystal Plunge, my friends were still young. What follows is a list of songs that were sung at teen night. The Wanderer, Lucille and Boney Maroney, Duke of Earl and Only the Lonely, some new Beatles tunes, some old Big Bopper. Then I drove out to the Sonic and I ordered myself a Whopper. Not that new variety, that flame-broiled beef, but a good old Whopper, made out of bread, fish, grease. It tasted like victory. Speaking of victory, through a haze of tears, I remember a song after all these years. It went something like this. Hey, look, it's over, we're pioneers. We got the spirit to last us through the years, etc. Yeah, we played for state in the Norman Frost. Not only did we freeze our butts off, we lost. Not by much. Hell, it was a breath stopper, a heartbreaker. Where was I? Oh yeah, eating myself a Whopper. Yeah, eating a Whopper and dragging Maine, taking a trip down memory lane, dragging the villa and swinging out to Boomer Lake, talking to couples on the make, then heading back to the honk and holler and getting an older buddy to chip in a dollar to buy some Coors, then tooling on out to Yo's. Where some idiot was mixing cherry vodka with Dr. Pepper, while in the pavilion a few smooth steppers were doing the pony and mashed potatoes and twist, UT the gator, hell, it was an endless list. And the way I did them, it was downright embarrassing. Then the scene shifted and took me back. Well, must have been somewhere out near Lake Carl Blackwell. More specifically to a place called The Rock, where we'd fish and dive and sunbathe in flocks. Yeah, time seemed endless. We didn't have a care. Didn't worry about drugs or pollution or the ozone layer, crime in the streets, or hell, we didn't even worry about pop-top cans. We'd open our beer with a church key in our hand. Then I heard a ringing from out of my dreams. Something like the college drug pinball machines. But damn, it was just my alarm clock. I was wide awake. In my golden years, getting past 60, I said, take me back to where Stillwater runs deep. So I puffed up my pillow and I went back to sleep.